Customer service management elements and agreements. Basic elements of customer management should guide the mindset and behavior of logistics team members. These elements, which can be measured over time against goals and benchmarked against competitors, include being reputable, accessible, informed, informative, responsive, confidential, capable, honest, consistent, and dependable. They should be codified into service-level agreements that include pre-transaction, transaction, and post-transaction service elements, after-sales service and support, so that logistics knows what customers are expecting and can be held accountable for providing that level of service. Reputable. The reputation of logistics or the organization as a whole is based on internal and external customer perceptions. People interpret what they know, or think they know, about the logistics team or the company based on good and bad direct conversations with staff, word of mouth within their organization, the company's physical presence in buildings, social media, press releases, marketing, trade journals, and news. With so many companies having an active online presence and recruiting via online job boards, customers often know a lot about a firm. New technological innovations, mergers, sustainability initiatives, high-profile hires, and other resource additions are often publicized to show that the company is ahead of the curve for its industry. Conversely, reputations of poor service, poor quality, or technological stagnation also tend to be known quickly. Accessible. Logistics personnel should be easily reachable by and in frequent communication with internal customers and any LSPs they work with. By being highly visible and proactive in anticipating wants and needs, logistics will be perceived as a true team player. For example, this can include using technology to provide real-time shipment visibility and giving prompt notifications about route or lead time disruptions. And consumers are frustrated by customer service when they cannot reach a live person when they call a customer service number, when the wait time for the service is too long. For an article by Puneet Mehta, only 30% of consumers were willing to wait even 2 minutes, or when multiple calls are required to resolve an issue. This could exacerbate other access-related frustrations, ranging from a website timing out prior to finishing a purchase, to not reaching the same salesperson, to not finding help on a technical question without multiple transfers or disconnects. While such access can be made easier for B2C, it comes at a high cost, so organizations often work to get customers to self-select less expensive methods for standard inquiries, such as using an AI chatbot for easy-to-resolve issues, order confirmation using a web page or an online chat. Accessibility can also entail being able to order a product in high demand and being promised that the product will be delivered within a reasonable time or that critical replacement parts are readily available for prompt delivery. Informed. The more you know about customers, the less you need to worry about losing them. Continually striving to understand what customers value and their motivations and concerns is the foundation for being customer-centric. It is imperative that you know your customers' needs related to your products/services better than they know these needs themselves. For B2B customers or focus groups of B2C customers, this may start by asking a general question with follow-up questions to discover underlying desires and expectations. Also, gather information on customers from a variety of inside and outside sources, such as leveraging the knowledge and experience of your LSP, if you have one. For this reason, industry experience is often a critical selection criterion when choosing an LSP. The LSP's knowledge of best practices and the markets it serves, along with a focus on continued improvement, will help the organization keep learning about its customers. Given some analysis, your organization's transaction records will also reveal what customers in a given segment buy, how often, with what other items, what services they value, and how purchases are financed. Also, review customer feedback on products and services. Talk with sales and service representatives to learn about the types of value-added logistics services customers are asking for as well as what competitors are offering. Research differences related to distribution channel preference. Consider purchasing information from database marketing companies for specific geographic areas or demographic factors, especially when identifying potential customers for a new product. Some firms use a method called the Voice of the Customer, VOC, which, according to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is actual customer descriptions in words for the functions and features customers desire for goods and services. In the strict definition, as related to quality function deployment, the term customer indicates the external customer of the supplying entity. VOC is a research and measurement tool that helps organizations understand why a customer has chosen to do business with a particular firm or why a buyer/seller relationship has ended. VOC encourages customers to talk freely about their buying and product experiences, providing new insights that would not normally be revealed by answering standard survey questions. It can also be used to garner customer satisfaction data on topics ranging from new products and services to order processing, billing, delivery options, and after-sales customer support. VOC enables sellers to know their customers more intimately and anticipate products, features, and services to add. Informative. Sales and service staff should be prepared to field a wide variety of inquiries, ranging from those on products, model number, year, etc., to support services, repairs, account status, and of course, open orders. Being informative means that the organization's staff is cordial when contacted by customers who have a litany of questions, even ones that may already be addressed in product or service literature or on the website. While people may prefer to talk with a live person, and this should be accommodated to the degree possible, in the B2C world, every effort needs to be made to influence demand away from a live operator. One way to gently steer persons toward less expensive information sources is to have a good website. In the B2B world, it is important to ensure that customers can access their specific representatives. When a customer calls with quality-related concerns or questions, the organization needs to have well-trained phone operators who have the customer's history and issues at hand. Self-service help systems, manuals, and FAQs, frequently asked questions, lists should be available so customers can find the answers they need. These investments may also reduce the product return rate. Product updates and recall information need to be pushed out to appropriate customers. Responsive. To be responsive, logistics must listen to and, if possible, comprehend the unspoken needs or concerns of customers. This may mean asking questions about how logistics can best support activities and then providing this support as promised. Asking for post-sale feedback can provide valuable input. Requests from customers need to be viewed as opportunities to outshine the competition with a fast, focused response that satisfies the underlying need when feasible. It can be as simple as hearing a passing comment. Let's say that regularly each Saturday your company creates and delivers floral arrangements to a convention center. One day the customer casually mentions that by Monday evening, she has to throw out wilted arrangements before the final day of the trade show. Being responsive, you could suggest moving the delivery to Sunday morning if vehicles are making deliveries that day anyway. Shifting a weekly order to a slower point in the organization's schedule might also benefit your firm's personnel and delivery schedule if traffic is light. Confidential. When confidential information of any sort is shared with logistics, it must be handled carefully to avoid breaches of privacy. The policy regarding any sharing of data with third parties must be fully disclosed. Customers should be assured that their information will be kept confidential and secure and will not be shared without their permission. With credit card number data breaches on the rise, customers are increasingly sensitive about sharing account information. Reassuring customers that your organization uses up-to-date security technology and other IT safety measures for purchase processing, website, and email servers should help allay concerns. If there is a breach of security, customers must be notified immediately so they can take the necessary precautions. Hotlines can be set up so that customers can reach trained personnel who can give them well-researched answers. Being prepared will reduce the residual fallout to the company's reputation and bottom line in the long term. Capable. Capability demonstrates the organization's commitment to quality service. Customers need to feel that when they contact the seller of a product or service, they will be communicating directly with experienced professionals who know the products inside and out and have used them. Honest. Logistics must be straightforward with its customers in terms of its capabilities and the availability of personnel to perform and follow up on customer requests. If hundreds of boxes need to be opened to swap out a read-only memory chip, the customer must be made aware of the logistical delay and new arrangements discussed and agreed to by both parties. One of the most pivotal elements of customer service is the organization's ability to be honest and direct with customers and stakeholders. If logistics hires an LSP to ship refrigerated goods, that LSP must ensure that the right size and type of truck will be available when needed. If the LSP fails, the failure is attributed to the logistics function. Many potential B2B customers now ask for a list of previous customers that they can contact to ask about their experience with the company. Companies must also be prepared to back up their service and product claims with hard data and customer testimonials. Organizations can do the same when considering LSPs, consistent. No matter which activity logistics is involved in, whether it be materials handling, managing inventory, or warehousing, each task should be performed with the same level of professionalism and attention to detail. There should be no surprises in terms of how logistics performs services. For instance, if logistics receives feedback on the poor performance of a particular LSP, it should be proactive and investigate and correct any root causes in a timely manner, eventually replacing consistently poor performers. Also, the manner in which logistics treats its external customers over time, including pre-sale, transaction, and post-sale, must always be courteous and helpful and show ongoing interest. Consistent interest encourages people to become brand ambassadors. Organizations can foster a reputation for ongoing, long-term relationships via newsletters and email updates and by forming user groups who help think of new ways to use the products and solve common issues. This in turn creates a pool of first-hand users who can provide guidance and feedback on potential product and service offerings. It also creates opportunities for follow-on sales. Dependable. A reputation for dependability has to be earned through a steady commitment to a specific level of customer service. Customers come to rely on the logistics function, service level agreements, SLAs. A service level agreement, SLA, is a contract specifying the service levels that will be provided during pre-sale, sale, and after-sale service and support, along with relevant metrics and targets that will be used to measure compliance. Service level agreements often contain both quantitative and qualitative metrics. Exhibit 3-5 provides an example of a set of service level key performance indicators, KPIs, with targets and actual results for the quantitative KPIs. For the qualitative measures, a wholesaler customer segment's priorities and ratings are shown alongside how they rated a competitor for comparison. Such an analysis would be done for each major customer segment or customer account. Results with significant variances that should be followed up on are highlighted in the shaded boxes. Exhibit 3-5, service levels with quantitative and qualitative goals and results. Known a few things about Exhibit 3-5. In the pre-sale area, there are no quantitative elements to measure, so survey response priorities for the organization are being benchmarked against survey responses related to a competitor. Customers' priorities are listed from 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest priority. Two elements are flagged for further review because they are below what the competitor is offering. The first item, online ease of use and flexibility, is ranked by the customer at a priority of only 2, so it would seem that the competitor has spent more money on this than is warranted by customer priorities. Improving this area of the customer experience can likely be deferred. However, order size constraints is the highest customer priority and is not being done well by the organization, but is being done well by the competitor. This is likely to become an order winner for the competitor until the organization changes policies and finds a way to profitably offer more order size flexibility. In the sale area, note that on-time meets customer service priorities from the survey ranking, but is not meeting the organization's internal goals. Logistics missed its goals by 2%. Unfavorable variances such as this need to be investigated to determine root causes. On the other hand, accurate order is also missing the internal goal, but the survey response indicates that this is ranked higher than it is prioritized. One interpretation might be that this metric could be relaxed somewhat from its current target level. Another interpretation may be that this may not be ranked as a high priority, but would become a higher priority if it were allowed to slip in quality. Deciding what to change given information such as this may require debate to achieve consensus.